Indiana Country 101.5 WKKG Santa Baby. It's Kelly Pickler, Kelsey and Cody in the morning. I'm Cody. Kelsey is off today. And joining me in studio this morning from the television series All American on the CW, Michael Evans Bailing. Michael, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, of course. Thank you for having me. How are we doing?
Doing great. Now, you are from Columbus, and that's why it's so cool that to have you in here to talk about the show. But let's talk about your background first, because you went to Columbus North.
Yes, sir.
You were a student athlete there.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Track, football.
Track, football, and men's volleyball.
And volleyball.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Very good. Now, how in the world did you end up in Hollywood?
That is a fantastic question I ask myself every day. I went to high school at Columbus North, graduated, went to Indiana State, ran track and field for 3 semesters only. And then after my third semester, I decided to come home and kind of give entertainment a try.
Okay.
I was, while in school at Indiana State, I was studying biology pre-med.
Okay.
And I was running track, like I said. And I kind of just discovered this knack for social media and making these silly videos and having fun. And an agency in Indianapolis caught on to that and asked me to come in for a meeting and ended up signing with them and started modeling with them.
Oh, wow.
But I can only do so much because of the NCAA collision.
Oh, right.
For some reason, NCAA doesn't want you to do anything. that's besides the point. Anyways, after signing with this agency, I came home for a semester and just started working on stuff like that. And then just in 2017, early, I signed with a bigger agency, and that's kind of when the ball started rolling.
Okay.
And I started getting bigger commercials, bigger print jobs, and that's whenever I booked Empire just last September.
Okay.
And then my manager out in L.A., who I have currently, saw that. Had me come to L.A. I signed with an agency out there, and then the first audition that I got was actually for the role of Jordan Baker.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, let's talk about the show. I've seen it described as kind of a cross between Friday Night Lights and Beverly Hills 90210. Is that fair?
I mean, yes, very much so fair. What we always like to say on the carpet and whatnot is it's like Beverly Hills 90210 or the O.C. Friday Night Lights had a baby. And we're that new, I don't want to say improved, but we're that new modern baby. But it's also a tale of two cities.
Right.
You know, you've seen the show.
Oh, absolutely.
The lead, Spencer, you know, he's got a foot in both worlds.
Right.
And it's honestly fantastic to see. And it's fantastic to see all the characters kind of not struggle, but go through their own hardships.
Right.
And have to overcome them.
Now, it is kind of based on a true story, an actual person who played in the NFL for a while, kind of based on his life. But like you said, he came from South Central,
yes, sir,
Los Angeles, moved in with you in Beverly Hills to be on the Beverly Hills High team. And that has kind of caused a little animosity, a little tension.
1,000%. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, it's more animosity for my character, for Jordan, because of his dad.
Okay.
His dad's lack of dad's attention.
Gotcha.
Another character on the show, Asher Adams, the wide receiver. It's more for him. It's based off playing time. And, you know, this new kid's coming in. He's stealing his time. He's stealing his position. And then he ends up getting hurt, I think, in episode 4 or 5.
I
don't want to spoil anything.
What I've noticed, and I've been watching all the episodes, it seems like every episode, one character, a new character, has some deep secret.
Yes.
First it's Spencer's character, and then, you know, it moves on from one character to the next. The big question is, when does your character get to unveil a big, deep, dark secret?
Jordan's episode kind of was already episode 3. You know, he had the whole understanding of, and also if you haven't seen it, go see it now, 'cause I'm about to do a spoiler. He has the big realization that he is, you know, black, just like Spencer is black. You know, he's dealing with this whole identity issue of being a mixed kid.
Gotcha.
Having a black dad and a white mom, and just not knowing how to fit in. Later on, you'll see more things.
Right.
I want to say episode 8.
Okay.
This is the mid-season finale, which is a big episode. You do not want to miss that one.
Okay, very good. Well, I can't wait.
I love it.
I've gotten through 5, so we're heading in the right direction.
Fantastic.
Here. So looking forward to seeing more, and I'm so glad you could come in this morning. Any of our listeners haven't seen it yet, I would strongly recommend watching it on the CW. I've been streaming it. I unfortunately don't have CW at home, so I have to watch it on stream, but getting all the episodes and everything. But Michael, thanks for coming in this morning, and I hope you have a great rest of your holiday weekend, and back at it on Monday,
Monday morning,
back in Hollywood. What are the days like?
The days are long. The days are generally, like, on the beginning of the week, we start about 5 a.m. We go till about 6 p.m.
Okay.
Just depends. And then obviously the day gets pushed later. And then if we have night shoots, the football scenes,
right,
those generally start at like 6 p.m. and we end about 8 a.m.
Wow.
So it's those are long hours, long days, but it's all worth it.
Yeah, I would say it's got to be worth it. That's got to be a lot of fun. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Best of luck with the series. Hope it gets picked up for a lot more. And we look forward to seeing more of you on TV.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me in.